So Niruman says if you use this this keys, then you will not have any problem at all. Okay, so we are continuing with page 366 of. So everywhere Dadashri has shown us the keys of how to really extricate ourselves from the snares of the relative complex, the Pudgal of, that the world identifies as Siddhartha or Gayatri or Kemochi or Alisha. Fresh questioner says. Okay, so it's ready. It says. Oh, I don't know now, we missed where he says. He says, if you. Is there for.
384?
Yeah. Oh. So you should just have to say that I have lost. You just let go and say that I am lost. And he has switched pages here, I think. These people have. Okay, so this is the same paragraph. This has been paraphrased, so I was looking. This is. These people have not listened to anyone. These people who are egoistic, they want to stick around in this world life after life, whereas you want liberation. These people have not listened to anyone, therefore you should realize that they have come to you having defeated everyone. So all you have to do is to say, I lose and you win. I have lost against you. They will be able to sleep if you tell them this. They will feel triumphant in thinking they have defeated you and they will feel content. We do not halt our progress in any situation. We would make a request to the other person one time and say, and then we let go and move on. How long can we sit around? We would explain everything to you, but if you keep sticking to your viewpoint and become as obstinate, then we, the other Shri says, we will let go. We will recognize that you do not see what we are saying, and so long as we sit there, how long can we sit and explain things to you? One should not remain sitting forever, should he? Should we not just move along? If a man is standing with a white horse about 300 feet from here and you ask someone, who is that standing over there? He might say it's a cow. Does that mean we should let him hit him? He only sees what he can, he says what he says. Then how long will I just keep on sitting? Why would you want to hit him? He's calling the horse a cow. Why should we hit him because he says that? No, he cannot see at distance, so what is his fault in it? At least it is good that he is not calling it a donkey. This is the way of the Gnani. The Gnani, in a very gentle manner, will, no matter what you tell the Gnani, he will just show his viewpoint a little bit and then just move away from it. Because if I stick on to my viewpoint, if I'm insistent, then it is totally like adding salt in milk. Then whoever is insistent, he halts his progress. That is it. So move on. So you're spoiling your own by being insistent. The Gnani lets go immediately, whereas the Agnani, the ignorant one, will tend to hang on to his viewpoint. Do you understand what I am saying from this example of a donkey and a cow and a horse? He says that today in the Samayik, why don't you look inside where you have been very. He says, because of your insistence that you cannot remain in the present, because you go into the past, you cannot let go of your insistences, subtle or gross insistences in life. You hang on to this is the way it should be. This is your obstinacy and insistence. If somebody says something to you, in the second minute you should let go of it. But why do you just carry it in your head, in your pocket, in your heart, in your... sometimes it's etched in your history. And so, he did this to me, he did this to me, he just said, then he said, everything is on obstinacies and insistences. This is the beginning of this Aptavani 9, obstinacies and insistences. You spoil yours and you spoil the other person's too. That such a person will never find any way. The one who is insistent will never find any way or light on the path. Okay. If a man with a white horse of about 300 feet, and if you ask someone, what is that man, what is that? He might say, it's a cow. How does that, would you hit him? Why do you not hit him? Because he sees it as a cow. No, he cannot see at that distance. He doesn't have the long sight. So you'll have to accept that. He says what he says. This is how the world is. Each person says what he says. Do you understand what I'm saying from the example of a donkey? You should understand that that is what the poor man sees, and that is what he says, and that is what he does. You should tell him, you're right. According to what you see, you're right. You should not tell him, I am right according to my viewpoint. You should tell him, my friend, you're right according to what you see. You should not say, I am right according to my viewpoint. Otherwise, he will say, wait, tell me, what is your viewpoint? On the contrary, he will make you sit. Instead, tell him he is correct in what he sees and move on. We may look naive, but we are very shrewd, says Dada. We may appear like a child, but we are very, very shrewd. We will not sit around with anyone. We will move on. We will not hinder our progress. The Gnani Purush has only talks that benefit all. If you understand only two of his words, it is enough. If you understand just two of his words, and if you take them to heart and digest only two of his words, those words will not leave you until you attain liberation. This is how much energy and power there is in the words of the Gnani, Vachan Bird. This is how effective these words are, Vachan Siddhi. This is how effective. Find the ways to lose in life. This is exactly why we say to you, all of you are right. There is no competition or spardha in our Akramvignan. It is our unparalleled, adored vision and second to none. You can call it heavy, or you can call it whatever you like, but it is incomparable. There is no one in competition with it. We are not in competition with anyone. If someone were to ask us, sir, what is this group of religiousness that you're all about? What is the teaching like? We will immediately tell him that we do not have any raag, attachment or abhorrence. We will tell him as it is. We have no competition within. We are not concerned with it at all. We do not want to win in competition. Some people will come to me and talk negatively. I say to them, I have no knowledge about that at all. I only came to know about all this through you, and you know everything. I will say this to him and send him back, because he will not be able to sleep otherwise at all. And I will incur a fault if I do not let him win. You win and go home now and sleep peacefully. I tell that to so many people. He wants to win, so let him win. He will not sleep if he is defeated, and I will sleep even if I am defeated. The more I lose, the better I sleep, says Dada. Find ways to lose. This is a very beautiful thing. Learn to lose. This is our new discovery. The winner will lose one day, but the loser will never lose. The one who sets out to win has failed from the start. These are not battles. Whether one sets out to win in the scriptures or anything else, he has failed the moment he sets out to win. This gnan is non-competitive. It is not competitive. This is why we say that it is very, very rare. It is very rare to find a Gnani Purush. It has also been printed in the Aptavani. I tell people that I am a Buddha, so all the well-wishers, please, do not say that, Dada. Do not say that. Dear brother, you should do the same thing. You too become a Buddha without intellect. If not, you will be beaten to no end. The one who says that, this is very, very critical. The one who is trying to make his viewpoint in competitiveness and make his viewpoint and win his viewpoint, then he is using his intellect. And so the one who makes everybody around him win is the winner, really. If the one who loses is the winner. This is a very beautiful talk. Mm-hmm. Page 389, I think. Otherwise, there is no end to this in this world. This is endless. This worldly interactivity is endless. And if you burn the butt of somebody with an ego, he will never leave you alone. So why don't you let him win and just get, move on? He will say, I will not let you go. And you then he will have to come back for so many more lifetimes to try to settle that account. And therefore, and so you will have to mess around with him for so many more lifetimes. So don't enter into any clashes with anyone. And if you feel in advance that looks like I'm going to clash, then just without sending any negative vibration, just send a message to his pure soul. And then he says, with the exception of this pure soul, do not look at anything. I mean, just be done with him. Just let go of everything, because he will not leave you otherwise. If the slightest negative vibration from you and you are going on with it, question. If somebody has come to win with you, so how do you lose? Let him win. People of the world want to win only. Everybody wants to win. You see, people are here in front of you because they want to win. So let them win. So why don't you start losing everywhere? Just lose. You have to have the spiritual energy to lose. It takes major inner energies to lose. If somebody insults me, do I have to see his pure soul? Yes, do I have to say? Yeah, all of these are inner stuff, says Niruma. This is an inner state. No matter what they tell you, your inner goal must be, I want to become free from all of these interactions. I want to become free from all of these interactions that were clearly wrong in a previous life. And that is why they are in front of me now. And no matter what happens, I do not want to have any vibrations in my inner silent pond. I do not want to have any Artha Dhyan or Ravda Dhyan. I do not want to tell him anything. I just want to become free. I want to let him be free. He sees a horse and you see a horse and he sees a cow. What are you going to do? The more arguments you make, that only makes it only more complicated. This is how he sees. My friend, this is how he sees. Yes, you are right from your viewpoint. So he says, whatever key works for you, use that key for yourself. Yes, accept it that it is correct from his viewpoint. His glasses, eyeglasses are this thick, so this is how he sees it. Yes, so, okay. All right. The end of the DVD. So this is this continuation. Please join it with the previous one. Thank you. Jai Sachidanand.